It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Ev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, I'm sure you've heard of the massive online role-playing game Warcraft. And apparently, a lot of people, I've just played by millions of people across the
world. World of Warcraft, by the way.
World of Warcraft.
You know why I said that? Because we would have gotten 20 million emails from people.
True.
That's how many people listen to the show. 20 million emails from people, saying, it's World of Warcraft. You guys don't know anything.
And it's funny. And that actually kind of leads right perfectly into the topic because a lot of people are obsessed with this game.
Oh,
really around the world.
It's
amazing. It is nuts. I mean, people have had weddings with World of Warcraft theme. They've met each other, through World of Warcraft. This is basically their lives.
People have lost their houses. Because they didn't keep up their mortgage payments because they couldn't go to work because they hadn't gone to work for months because they were playing World of Warcraft.
Well, and also
just think about
can't you spend money on this game too?
You have to. It's a monthly subscription.
Yeah, so I mean, you're spending a ton of money, on this game and playing, and then you can purchase more to buy more things in the game. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken. I mean,
I've heard people
have sold things and so forth.
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There may be one World of Warcraft addict who tops them all, and he goes by the surname Prepared.
Okay.
Now, apparently, Prepared controls 30 characters at the same time using 11 computers simultaneously. Okay, so not only is he controlling 30 characters, but he's also playing this with 11 computers at the same time. And apparently, he does all these raids by himself. He does all these missions by himself. He interacts with himself. I think this is going too far. I mean, it's one thing you want to play this game, you try to meet people, but Mike, he's talking to himself through a video game. That's what it comes down to.
There is clearly a psychological situation here that you or I are not qualified to understand.
But let's try.
But let's do it. So you know what? Here's the thing. You're crazy, whoever you are, okay? If I remember correctly, he was going to buy, there's like a new version or something, like
right.
a new expansion pack, I think is what it's called, coming out for it very soon.
Okay.
He's planning to buy 30 copies of this expansion pack.
For all of his characters?
Or whatever much. So I think he said it would set him back like $1,500.
Wow.
Now, one thing I have to throw out here, because I did read this article as mm-hmm. well, which doesn't always happen, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Nevin does the research. He said something that I was cracking up at, about, which was something to the effect of, there are more expensive hobbies out there than World of Warcraft.
True.
Now, this is true. However, note he's spending $20 or something a month.
Right.
For each account.
Okay.
And he's buying. I just thought that was a very funny statement.
There are more expensive hobbies to be sure.
Crack is one of them. Yeah.
Bungee jumping, I'm sure, costs more. Travel, airplane costs, they're rising right now.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond that. It goes to really more of a time issue, of a social issue.
A cost on one's soul,
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
This is your life. And he's not meeting anybody. I mean, he's talking to himself.
That's true.
It's one thing if you're just playing the game and you're so into the game, you don't want to leave your house. That's fine. You don't want to meet anybody.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's the interacting with himself. I just can't get over.
I know. Now the one thing I don't think we know is, does he talk to himself? Like, does he type to other characters to do stuff? You know what I mean? Like,
he does set up. I don't really understand all the game, but I know you can do raids and you have to talk to each other to coordinate the raids. So he's giving himself orders. He's telling himself what to do. I wonder if he ever says no to himself. I wonder if he ever violates one of his orders.
I wonder if one of his characters says, I want some pizza. And another character says, no, let's do the raid. And yet he's talking to himself the whole time.
And they're arguing.
Yeah. You can actually buy pizza in-game.
You can?
Pizza Hut at one point set up a thing. I don't know if it's still there. I remember reading about this.
Wow.
Where you can say, buy pizza and give your address and Pizza Hut will deliver it.
Wow.
Without you having to leave the game.
That's just pitiful.
Maybe he doesn't.
It says a lot. So, what's funny, we were talking a little bit to prepare, but it's not like he's listening. I mean, he's just too busy.
He's playing the game. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Something completely different
from
this topic.
Okay.
So, right now in California, same-sex couples are allowed to marry. This is something that came across a few months ago. And there's actually something on next month's ballot, Proposition 8, which, if passed, would ban same-sex marriages in the state of California. But right now it is legal, and apparently... in the few months that this law has been on the books, more same-sex couples have been married in California than same-sex couples in Massachusetts over the past 4 years.
Wow.
Now, Mike, to me, this means that in Massachusetts, while same-sex couples believe in the sanctity of marriage, same-sex couples in California believe in trends.
Sure. Well... Okay,
I think to be in California, it's the trendy thing to do.
Okay.
We can get married. Let's get married. Everybody else is doing it. It's the new fad. I mean, I'm just saying,
this is like the new Chia Pet.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think in the California same-sex couple community, I'm not knocking it, right? It's their right to marry. I think, add to the divorce rate, possibly.
Well, I've never personally understood the whole how this is like hurting anyone who's heterosexual myself. But whatever. Anyways, but this is things that matter. We're not going to talk about that. We're talking about how this is a trend.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right thing to go with. You know, I can see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I mean, now to be fair, you know, California does have San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
which has always been an historically gay friendly,
absolutely
gay, sort of gay center. It's also got Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, West know, Hollywood obviously is a very big gay community over there.
But that's true. I was actually going more for just the whole celebrity thing, though,
mm-hmm.
and the whole like you know if it's a new thing, if it's a new exciting thing, mm-hmm. let's do it.
Right.
You know, mentality and the whole like you know your fad thing.
Lindsay Lohan, perfect example.
There you go.
Perfect example.
You know, I know the whole like George Takei thing or
mm-hmm.
whatever that was. That's the big celebrity who did it. You
right,
know.
Who played Sulu in Star Trek.
Yes. And some guy he's been with for 80,000 years
or
something.
Yeah, exactly. And they finally got married. There's like a 20-year age difference between them, I think. It's like... Because he's 71, I think his husband is in his 50s. So, let's get serious for just a couple of seconds, which we rarely do on the show.
Okay.
Let's make a quick mention of Proposition 8 in California, which, as we said, would ban same-sex marriage. It stuns me. I'm being serious now. It stuns me that same-sex marriages are illegal in the majority of the U.S. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Being an American citizen,
mm-hmm.
being born here and, you know, being told this is the best country in the world,
mm-hmm.
we're the most enlightened,
mm-hmm.
We're the most forthcoming, we're cutting edge, and to not allow same-sex marriage, I mean, it's ludicrous. To me, it's borderline, persecution, whether you want to talk about religious persecution or racial persecution. To me, it's the same thing, because the fact of the matter is, if you don't believe in same-sex marriage, fine. That's your right. Believe what you want to believe. But that doesn't mean that your beliefs have to be forced on somebody else. Because, I mean, it goes back to religion. If you are a Christian, just for example, okay, and you don't believe, that you believe that other religions, are wrong, that's fine. That is your right. But that does not mean that everybody should be forced to believe how you believe. Now, this is my view. I mean, I can't believe we actually have a proposition that is going to go back and ban this. Especially in California. This is ridiculous.
Amen, brother.
You know?
Okay.
I just want to throw that out there. Just be a very serious moment.
That's a thing that really does matter.
It does matter. Absolutely.
Okay.
It really does. So, next month, you live in California, vote no on Proposition 8. Keep same-sex marriage legal in this state, and if it adds to the divorce rate, hey, whatever. Trend, cool deal.
All right,
cool deal. And this is funny. Let's go to politics now.
As
we mentioned every once in a while.
Right.
And Mike, you told me this story. Apparently, Barack Obama, who it looks like right now, he very well will be headed for the White House. He gave a speech in Ohio recently in which the Ohio state flag was prominent, and the state flag apparently has an O on it, which led some conservatives to think that Obama created his own flag. What's the deal?
You know, this is just... I don't know what to say here. I mean, the situation here is basically guys watching a speech. Obama's speech.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is my problem with politics. They're not watching the speech.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about the speech. They care about the flag behind him, right? It's an O. Now, Ohio, as far as I know, now I could be wrong
mm-hmm.
about this. I mean, I'm not the world's expert on Ohio.
Who is?
Right.
Yeah.
Good point. But anyways, The thing is, I think Ohio and the Ohio State flag has been around longer than Obama.
I'm pretty sure it has.
I'm pretty sure it has.
Yeah. All right.
So if that's true, you know, and please, anyone, write in letters telling me that I'm wrong. But if that's true, then you know what? Do a little research.
Seriously.
Find out if, you know, there's a reason that there's a flag behind him with an O on it. Because, I mean, I wasn't aware that Ohio's flag had an O on it. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Google is a beautiful thing.
Well, and let's just say, for argument's sake, that this Ohio State flag is 5 months old.
Okay.
Do you really think that Barack Obama is going to give a speech standing in front of a flag that he created for himself?
Yeah, I mean, you
think there wasn't going to be any fallout from it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look at my flag, you know, because I want to call this, you know, country Obamination. You know, I mean, come on.
Wake up. It's pretty great. I mean, that really is one of the stupidest conclusions that anyone has come to during this entire election, you know, this entire election race thing. And I'll just say right now, that's saying something.
There's been some stupid things. Hey, we had Bush in the White House for 8 years, this made Trump at all. We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com. Or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And Mike, this week's letter comes from Jessica in Honolulu.
Okay.
I think this might be our first letter actually from Hawaii, so it's good to see that we're getting some play off the mainland.
Excellent.
And she writes in regards to our topic last week about Angelina Jolie and breastfeeding on the next month's cover of a W magazine.
Right.
And Jessica from Honolulu writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, it helps to normalize breastfeeding, something that many people still think of as dirty or shameful. As a mother, I am thankful for her attempt to show it as something normal, healthy, and not the least bit embarrassing. Every little bit helps those of us that have to fight an uphill battle to discreetly feed our children the best possible thing for them to eat." And it's signed Jessica from Honolulu. And Mike, what's nice about this letter is this. It accomplishes two things.
Okay,
it hits upon two very strong points.
Okay, thing one,
that breastfeeding is a beautiful, natural act that, you know, should be, you know, publicly accepted within our society. And two, when Angelina Jolie breastfeeds, it's hot as hell.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that second thing wasn't really in the letter, but I can read between the lines. But it's true.
You know, that's the point we brought up. Jessica brings upon the other point, so it's good. It's win-win.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, Jessica's point, which is good.
It's a good point.
You know, compliments
our
point.
Right.
That's a wonderful
thing. For the first time, I think, men and women can really come together on the breastfeeding issue.
That's true.
And there's a bond here. And then there's a bond, there's a message. So, Angelina, thank you for displaying your breasts on the upcoming magazine cover of W.
Yeah.
And because, you know, you're bridging gaps here. And more power to you.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. For Mike Obamanation Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrich. It's Things That Matter.